and welcome to Aftermarket, the podcast from Proactive Australia with its finger firmly on the investor pulse. Each month, we take a closer look at the issues shaping and shifting the markets. From cost of living to climate, geopolitics to geology, macroeconomics to medtech, and big data to battery metals. Please note that the views of our interviewees are not the views of Proactive Australia. Seek independent investment advice before making any financial decisions, and remember that nothing you hear on this pod constitutes investment advice.
Hello and welcome to Aftermarket. Today we're joined by CSIRO Dr. Milani. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself, Dr. Milani, and what you do with the CSIRO?
Hello everyone, and thank you Phoebe for having me. My name is Dia Milani, and I am a senior research scientist in CSIRO, working in Sustainable Carbon Technologies Group. Basically working on looking at the technologies to how we deal with the excessive amount of CO2 that is being produced in the atmosphere, how we can manage that, how we can capture that and produce it to a different type of products, fuels or chemicals. So this is in general my main type of work that I'm currently involved in.
Let's talk a little bit about carbon sequestration. What is it and why is it important?
There is a growing consensus among scientists and environmentalists that global greenhouse gas emissions have become sufficiently extensive that nature's resilience alone cannot absorb all the anthropogenically produced greenhouse gas emissions in the coming decades. Therefore, adopting effective emission reduction strategies are urgently required. The International Energy Agency has estimated that by 2050, carbon capture and storage, or in short, CCS technologies, will need to abate 6 gigatons of CO2 per year. By the way, the CO2 or the carbon dioxide is widely recognized as the four most important greenhouse gas emissions. So in the transition to a renewable-based economy, there is a profound global interest to stabilize atmospheric CO2 concentrations near or lower than the current levels until 2050. And therefore, a large portfolio of emission reduction technologies need to be considered, where CCUS, which is carbon capture, utilization, and sequestration technologies, have a leading role in this consortium.
That makes a lot of sense. That's a lot of carbon. There's been a bit of an attitude towards CSS technologies that it's all greenwashing, it's all companies just trying to kind of push global warming and climate change under the rug. Why do you think there's a negative attitude towards it, and how absolutely vital is it in going forward?
Well, in my personal view, I think it is a must-have solution. Like a household garbage, you can reduce, you can recycle to some extent, but you cannot stop people from producing waste. Therefore, innovating technologies that can capture, reuse, recycle, and effectively sequester these emissions are very important.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. What kind of technologies are available for that kind of CSS and sequestration?
A number of carbon capture technologies are being developed worldwide, including liquid absorption, solid adsorption, cryogenic, biological, and membrane-based technologies. In terms of the carbon sequestration, it's either in the various geological formations, such as deep saline formations, like sedimentary rocks, or at the ocean's bed, among other options, of course. But recently, more attention has been given to the mineral carbonation as a permanent carbon lock avenue.
So which technologies are the CSIRO currently advancing? Which ones are you focusing on?
CSIRO is working on a range of carbon capture technologies, but mostly focusing on liquid absorption and solid adsorption-based technologies because of their scalability, reliability, and their high capture efficiency at an affordable and competitive cost.
What kind of opportunity do those technologies afford Australia? Can we be a bit of a leader in CCUS?
Yes, Australia has a vast potential to lead CCUS technologies in the region. We have all the necessary components to roll out a successful low-carbon energy and mineral export business model. Australia has the vast land, a variety of mineral resources, a number of geological carbon dioxide storage sites, effective renewable energy options, and profound infrastructure and skill sets. The competitive advantage for Australia compared to other countries in the region already exists. It's all about how the government can better support these initiatives and bridge the gap from reverie to reality.
It's about taking advantage of those advantages and really nailing these technologies so that we can maintain this advantage going forward, by the sounds of it.
That's correct.
So how do we balance investment in carbon emissions reductions, which is obviously very important, we're emitting so much carbon into the atmosphere right now, versus sequestration after we've released those emissions?
Carbonated mineral products must become marketable to create incentives for business model development for the application of these products. In addition to CCS purpose, the recovery and production of valuable end products such as silica, such as magnesium and calcium carbonates, iron oxides, and other metals is in sufficiently pure form would bring many economic benefits and create new markets, while the sequestration strategy alone is merely a cost figure, which may not sustain as a business model on the long run.
Okay, so we can do both, because if we get these technologies right, they fund themselves to some degree. They're creating a new market.
That's absolutely right. So they offset the cost by having a new market emergence, but at the same time we sequester the atmospheric carbon dioxide in these products.
So which technologies do you believe have the greatest potential to achieve our goals around climate change?
Mimicking nature's passive carbonation mechanisms that take place over centuries, I think AMC, which is accelerated mineral carbonation, is commonly seen as a reliable carbon sink to permanently binding CO2 as alkaline metal carbonates in a more efficient way and over much shorter time periods. Accelerated mineral carbonation technologies have advanced rapidly in the last few years. In terms of the scale and magnitude, probably mineral carbonation has the largest carbon sequestration potential in Australia and also over the world.
Is that the technology you think we should be investing in now, or are there others that need more of that focus at the moment?
In terms of the potential, it is the largest because so many mineral resources in the world. In terms of the economy, we still need to work on that to make that feasible.
That makes sense. What are the differences between in situ and ex situ carbonation?
Right, this is a technical question. Well, in short, the in-situ AMC approach relies on direct injection of CO2, in most cases dissolved in water, into silicate rock reactive rock formations or saline aquifers. Although the capital cost for in-situ AMC is relatively lower because no major equipment is required, these process routes can often consume a substantial amount of water to dissolve CO2 and need extensive knowledge and expertise about the interaction of CO2 with the aquifer and the host rock formation. The ex situ AMC approach, on the other hand, is described by a suite of technologies that are able to carbonate the minerals at any stage of the metal extraction and beneficiation processes, using feedstock that include waste rock, tailings, slag, or leached ore. However, the specific technology depends on the metallurgical processing in place and the quantities and the reactive properties of these feedstocks, which may vary considerably affecting the carbonation routes and strategies employed.
Okay, so it's a little bit more advanced technology in that you can apply it in a lot of different ways, but that also means you need to tailor it to different mineralogies and chemistries. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. So many process routes are available. Each one of them has got pros and cons. We need to look in details and match those processes towards the properties of the feedstock, the chemical properties and the reactions of this feedstock, and how we can manage that in most feasible and effective manner. Mm.
You mentioned mine waste rock, for example. Can miners and old mine sites and other industrial assets contribute to this kind of technology?
The passive mineral carbonation in legacy ultramafic mine sites has been occurring naturally, where each mining site estimates their own emission reduction after closure and over decades of time. However, we need to establish an unbiased global scientific protocol to identify, verify, and quantify the amount of carbon dioxide sequestration over the years as a result of good mine tailing management practices. The AMC technologies can certainly increase the capacity of the carbonation process in those legacy mine sites and safely backfill those mine sites with stable carbonates.
Right. How can miners and other industry participants get involved?
I think the mining industry is responsible for 6.2% of Australia's energy demand and 9.5% of greenhouse gas emission as in 2019, excluding emission related to the offshore commodities processing. Mining companies are required to fulfill their corporate social responsibility and the social license to operate as part of mining culture and regulatory framework. Supporting AMC technologies not only helps in reducing their own emissions, but also potentially create new carbonate products and markets that can offset the cost and bring incentives to these companies.
What kind of structural changes can governments and resource companies make to further carbon reduction goals?
Right. Well, in general, despite the accumulating evidence and thousands of process demonstrations at lab and benchtop levels, AMC technologies so far have not relatively progressed their TRL or scaled up to commercialization stage. This was mostly attributed to the existing policy frameworks and regulatory support mechanisms, which deemed to be inadequate to support the emergence of new business models adopting commercial scale AMC projects. In fact, in my opinion, we need three drivers to work together to roll out a successful business model. The three drivers are the fundamental and applied research, development and design that is usually fostered by universities and research institutes. And second is the policy and stimulus program developed by the government. And third is the corporate leadership for early adoption. These three drivers need to work together to develop a roadmap with the clear objectives at short, medium, and long term to bring this to reality.
Perfect. Thank you so much. It's offering almost a roadmap there for us to follow. So what attitude shifts do you think still need to occur to achieve our carbon goals moving forward?
I think the attitude shift needs to be started by long-term government commitments and supportive policies. The government should examine their regulatory frameworks for mining operators or mining operations, seeking ways to improve or to provide incentives for accelerated mineral carbonation technologies, as well as streamlining permitting processes while advocating for public health and safety. Well-defined regulatory frameworks with a clear vision in short, medium, and long terms will foster investment opportunities and early stage adoption environment for various sectors such as finance, mining, manufacturing, insurance, small businesses, and others to come in and play their roles.
Great. Thank you so much for your time today, Dr. Milani. It's been a real pleasure. You're obviously an expert in the field, and I'd love to speak to you on the topic again, if possible.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Aftermarket. You can find more great investor-focused content at www.proactiveinvestors.com.au. Once again, don't take anything you hear on Aftermarket as investment advice. Do your own research. We'll be back again next month with more market chat. Bye for now.